Hey there, what do you think? Is it a good idea to take out a loan from one of your clients to pay your mortgage? Let's talk about that and everything else that happened this week in social work. Hey, thanks for joining me once again on This Week in Social Work, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the interesting in the world of social work. If you're listening to me through podcast, make sure you subscribe so that you catch the update every week. And if you're watching the video version, make sure you hit the subscribe button and ring the bell so that you get the update each and every week to stay up on what's happening in the world of social work. Our first story this week has come out of the UK, where a social worker has been suspended for convincing a vulnerable woman to lend him money. And the article goes on to say, and failing to pay it all back. Now, if you've worked in social work or the helping professions for any time whatsoever, you know that it's never appropriate to borrow money from one of your clients. So the article stating that the social worker failed to pay it all back is kind of secondary to the main issue, which is never ever borrow money from your clients. Pretty obvious, I would hope, but let's all remember that. Now, not only did this particular social worker cross the boundary of borrowing money and not paying it back, but they also sent this message to the woman they borrowed the money from. I won't forget, and here is my personal number. Now, not only did they cross the boundary of borrowing money and then secondarily never paying it back, but also they gave their personal number to the woman so that they could keep this relationship going separate from their professional relationship, the relationship that they had now about this money that was borrowed. Now, coincidentally enough, I'm currently creating a social work online program for entry-level social workers, new social workers, BSW, MSW, that goes over boundaries and all the basics of social work. So if you're interested in that, I'll leave a link down below, but let's move on. Our next story this week comes out of Denver, Colorado in the U.S., where a bill to put social workers in elementary school sparked a heated debate at the state capitol. The bill's sponsor, Daphna Michelson Jennett, said that the earlier kids can get the help they need, the better chance of preventing problems like suicide. Her son had actually attempted to commit suicide at 9 years old. The bill that she proposed would set up a pilot program that would assign one social worker for every 250 students in elementary schools. Now, as I've mentioned previously, I sit on the board of trustees of a local school board, and I'm here to tell you that if we could get one social worker for every 250 students, we would definitely like that. And I think those of you out there who do school social work or other areas that interact with schools would agree with that. Now, there was a little back and forth as the bill tried to get through the House in Colorado, as Republicans put up some opposition. And those Republicans were concerned that parents may not have the opportunity to opt out of the program. The concern for these Republicans was that the bill would replace parents with government. And as stated by one of those Republicans, to think that a parent shouldn't at least be informed and have the ability to opt out is egregious in my mind. In the end, Democrats amended the bill to notify parents if their school is participating in this pilot. Now, priority for the pilot would be given to schools with a high number of kids in poverty and high rates of disciplinary or mental health issues. The Democrats did amend the bill to notify parents of the pilot programs in their schools, and the bill received initial approval in the House and now is waiting to make it through the Senate in Colorado. So let's hope that one gets through so that we can get some social workers in schools to help out the kids that really need it. Now, I think I know the answer to this, but maybe not. What do you think? Do you think that a bill to put social workers in schools to support kids is replacing parents with government? Leave a comment and let me know what you think about that. And our final news story this week comes from an article titled, Grads Flock to Jobs in the Social Services and Arts Over Finance. The article states that recent college graduates are more attracted to jobs in the arts, media, and social services than graduates were just 4 years ago. The article says that A preference for careers that are creatively and socially fulfilling could stem from workers' desires to align their personal beliefs and values with their daily work. Now, I've worked in social services and social work for the better part of 23 years at this point, and I certainly have seen college graduates and our new workers shift in how they come into the profession. Some of you that have been around for a while may have seen this as well. I think this is great. Workers that I see coming in really are trying to align their beliefs, their values, their personal lives with their job. And in my observation, they do make very clear to the employer that they want a profession that is fulfilling, that provides work-life balance, and that aligns with their beliefs and their values. And many employers in the social services and human services know that these new college graduates have skills that can go elsewhere. So I think those of us who are a little more seasoned, it's our responsibility to welcome these new college graduates and make them feel that, yes, this is the right place for them. As we know, we are definitely challenged in many places throughout the world with staffing and maintaining a workforce that is able to keep up with caseloads. So I think that we should let our new workforce know that the work is fulfilling, the work is challenging, but they will have the support from us and others to get the job done. So that is it for this week. If you found this video in any way informative or entertaining, please hit the like button, the subscribe button. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the little bell to be notified as I bring you the latest in social work news each and every week. So until next time, my name is Ernesto Bejarano, bringing you This Week in Social Work. See you next week.